Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is a program that is not a program. I was in a conversation with one of my channel members, and we started talking about projects and joining other companies or joining teams together. And I had a lot to say about it. So before I get into it, let me do the disclaimer, and then we'll go. Here's Kanaka.
The material and information contained or given on this website or audio files are for general information and entertainment purposes only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You should not rely on this material to make any business decisions. While this channel does endeavor to keep the info up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations, warranties of any kind, express or implied about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, information product services, audio files, or related graphics contained on this website for any purposes. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participants.
How can you not love Kanaka's incredible voice? I love his voice. Thanks, Kanaka. So let's give credit where credit due. Joyful Noise and I were talking in this in the Doc Help channel. And she was talking about getting involved in one of the big groups and working with their projects. And there's been a lot of people in the past 4 years in my channels. I've done, this is like the fifth one, I think. There's been a lot of people in my channels that were involved with Seeds of Wisdom, Love One Society, you name it, on and on and on and on. And when people would come into this room, my rooms, and say that's what they were going to get involved with, my response is, this is not the right channel for you. And the reason why I say that is because there's a great deal of apprehension in doing something you've never done before. And a lot of times, for many people, like swimming, okay? You really want to learn how to swim, and you're standing at the edge of the pool, and everybody else is swimming, but you're not swimming because you don't know how to swim. So you're standing on the edge of the pool, and you want to learn, so you jump in the pool with your dad, and your dad carries you while you swim. And you slowly learn how to swim, and pretty soon you're swimming on your own. And then after a while, you don't need dad to carry you no more. You can swim on your own. But what happens in business when you do that same kind of thing where I'm really nervous about doing something on my own? I think I'm going to join another group because I don't know what I'm doing, okay? If you take that same approach to business, what you're doing is you're letting the dragon burn you up. Like, what a weird thing to say. It's not a weird thing to say. Because you're in the heat of learning something. At the mouth of the dragon, the dragon's blowing hot air on you. And you feel like you're burning up because you've got this stress of not knowing what you're doing, having a lot. I mean, we've got more money than we've ever had in our life. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to do the wrong thing. This person, that group, on and on and on. Take your pick. They've already got it ready. They've already going to do it. So I just want to go with them because I don't want to make a mistake. Well, here's the fact of the matter, folks. I don't believe any of them have ever done international projects before. I don't believe any of them have ever built roads across America. I don't believe any of them have ever built homes in 50 different countries. I believe many of them, if they have at all, have done little tiny humanitarian projects in their hometown. And now they got a little bit of confidence. So they put together these big plans. But the truth of the matter is, they don't know what they're doing. What they've done is they've stood on the dragon of fear. You can either ride the dragon and make the dragon do what you want it to do, or the dragon will ride you. I know a lot of people are really upset with Wolfie because the nonstop promises. And a lot of people love Wolfie. But Wolfie does one thing that is really amazing. He talks about how everybody's the chosen one. You're chosen, you're chosen, you're chosen. And I thought a lot about it. And in the beginning, the name, the title of the group was like, oh, I'm not sure about it. But as time has gone by, I realized I am one of the chosen ones. And if you're listening to this audio, then so are you. We were not chosen to ride on the coattails of somebody else. We were not chosen to have somebody that was riding the dragon reach their hand out and grab us by the hand and pull us along. No. We were chosen to ride the dragon. We were chosen to be the people that could overcome the fear that they have inside, fear of failure, to stand on it and don't let it overrun them, but run it. When you let concern, fear, worry overwhelm you, you drowned. But when you stand on it, you fly higher than you've ever had before. Because all that emotion makes you go farther. You are the chosen ones. You're not supposed to be doing someone else's project. You're supposed to be you. Unequivocally you. I don't know what it is in you. I don't know what it is you're supposed to do. I don't know what your project is. I don't know, but I do know this. You were meant for greatness. You were not meant to put a little project together for your city or your town. You were meant to put projects together for your state, for your country, for your nation, for the globe, for the world. You are the people the world has been waiting for. And nobody's ever told it to you before. You really are the chosen ones. And so I'm asking you, and for many of you, I kicked you off because you didn't want to stand in your glory. You didn't want to jump on that dragon and ride it. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps, folks. It's time. It's time for you to ride the dragon. You've been lied to your whole life by the media. You've been lied to by business your whole life for the media. They make it sound like rocket science. Oh, you have to have experience to run a 1,000-person company. No, you don't. You don't. Something else you need, but experience isn't one of it. There's something in you that you are supposed to do to help the world. If your plan was a small project and you're listening to me, you're supposed to be doing something massive because I'm raising an army of humanitarians to help the world, and you're one of them. So don't let your joyful noise get drowned out by another group or organization that wants to use you as a foot soldier. You're nobody's foot soldier. You ride dragons. You go out and slay dragons. And those dragons are the problems that humanity has. That's your job. My job is to wake you up. God bless you, humanitarians. Don't let nobody steal your thunder. You got enough to light up the world. I'm proud to be with you. And together, we're going to make the world a much better place. God bless you all. Ride the dragon.